The tale of the tapes continues. A federal judge wants to have a little interrogation of his own over those destroyed CIA videos. U.S. District Judge Henry Kennedy is ordering the lawyers from the Justice Department to appear in his chambers this Friday to explain why interrogation footage of two al-Qaeda suspects were destroyed back in 2005.
Judge Kennedy wants to know if that destruction violated a pre-existing court order directing the Bush administration to preserve all evidence of torture, mistreatment, or abuse of detainees at Guantanamo Bay. The Justice Department argues that they didn't violate the order because the terror suspects were held overseas, not at Guantanamo Bay.
Enter the New York Times, which is reporting today that at least four top White House lawyers, including former AG Alberto Gonzalez and almost Supreme Court Justice nominee Harriet Myers, had discussions between 2003 and 2005 about whether or not to destroy the tapes. Well, she was a nominee for about a minute.
Those guys are shady. The federal judge's hearing is just one of several pending investigations of this matter. The House and Senate Intelligence Committees and the House Judiciary Committee are all looking into the matter.
But in a letter last Friday, Attorney General Michael Mukasey asked Congress and the courts to let his department and the CIA handle its own joint probe into the tapes destruction, at least at first, saying any outside inquiries might complicate his efforts to figure out what really happened.
And that is the Bryant Park Project's big story. Now, here is the great Rachel Martin with even more news.